land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Wednesday, January 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Alec Sheets. Good morning, Alec. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I did not know that you and Gene had started Missy's program there after the new year, but I got a very simple question for you, dude. Why the heck are you doing the program? I mean, you weren't obese like I was. Why the heck are you on the fat-burning program?
Well, for me, it was just more of a general health and feel-good. I've always been relatively, not carry a lot of extra weight. But into my late 40s, it became more difficult to just get my weight right, and exercising, well, like I said, I'm 59 now, and I don't have as much energy as I'd like to have, and work all day and no time to exercise.
Yeah, exactly. After working all day as a HVAC heating and cooling contractor and all plumber and all the things that you do, it's after working all day, it's like, man, I don't want to go down to the gym, or I don't want to get on the treadmill or lift weights or whatever. So yeah, I understand. I can relate totally. And also your wife Jean's doing the program. Women lose it slower than the men, but that way, doing it together, do you guys find it's kind of easy to do because you can eat the same foods kind of thing? Is that helping you do the program with her?
Absolutely. It would be a little difficult, I think, to have someone in the house that was eating all the things that you may crave in the beginning.
And, right.
You've got to stay on a strict regimen. But, yeah, it's certainly helpful. Buying the same and then cooking meals, you can pre-measure everything out, and then cook, like the chili that we were talking about, cook that up and then, divvy it up equally, and you can keep track of, what you're taking in.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You actually have the recipe from Missy on the chili?
Well, it was her suggestion when we talked to her. I mean, like I said, the other thing about the program I think is amazing is that the interaction that you have and the contact that you have with her to ask questions and learn what to do when you're searching for things. And
right,
she brought up, we're talking about things to eat, and she had brought up chili, and of course no beans, but basically it's you go to the store and you get your pick out the canned canned stewed, you know, whatever kind of tomatoes you want. Just make sure that the ingredients don't have sugar, and it basically is, you know, tomatoes and water.
Right.
And, you know, for your base. And then, you know, it's really just spices.
Spices and the meat.
The beef.
Yep. How are you guys liking that Tellini beef?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Good.
It really is fantastic. I was quite surprised, especially when I fried up some burgers the first time. It's almost as lean as when my venison that's ground it with nothing added to it. The amount of fat that comes off it is, I was quite surprised.
Yeah, excellent. I know Cliff's listening, and yeah, he enjoyed meeting you and talking with you. Hey, I've got a break coming up, and I do want to talk to you about the Well Connect unit that you installed in your house. Can you stay on through the break with us real quick?
Sure.
Okay, good. 3 minutes, we'll be back with Alex Sheets from Charlevoix County. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on through the break is Alex Sheets from Charlevoix County. He also happens to be my professional installer for Well Connect units. We are a dealer now for the factory, and Alex is getting ready soon. I've got two jobs I'm looking at, one in Gaylord and one actually in Petoskey, that we're going to be sending Alex over to do the install for us. But, Alex, I wanted to ask you, you bought a unit for your own home, and you installed it yourself with the factory. You learned how to install it. You got a lot of questions answered. First of all, how has the unit worked in your house? I believe you got it right toward the end of air conditioning season. Did you actually get to use the AC portion of it when you first installed it?
Well, like I said, it was right at the tail end, and there may have been one day that, but yeah, I mean, I used it to fire it up to see that it worked.
Sure.
As far as there was no load to brag about, and I really can't wait to see it because my house is all windows in the front, and it'll go to 80 and 90 degrees in the afternoon. So.
Now your A-frame shaped great room there with those windows. How tall is that peak up there at the top?
Oh, it's four sets of scaffolding.
I mean, it's huge.
It's about 30 feet.
Now you face due west right there on 31. And you're looking at the bay. You got a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous view from your house there. But that's all glass. And so you're saying after like 1, maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that sun is just pounding directly into your house.
That's correct. Yep. And actually, because of that reason and the fact that they're older windows and they have some drafts and they leak, we're actually going to get them replaced. So the heat load is significantly more with all those older windows.
Right, right, right. So air conditioning in the summer, you're looking forward to seeing what the AC will do for you. I'm going to guarantee you, man, you won't believe how well it air conditions. But let's talk then about the heating aspect. Once it did basically start to get colder, I believe was it late September or middle of October there when you got the unit finally up and running, how long did the well connect heat your house without your propane furnace kicking on?
Well, fantastic, just as advertised. I started looking into this before I even met you, and
sure.
Then when I really got serious about it is when we met. I filled up my LP tank in July, and I use LP for cooking and hot water.
Yep.
Still at 70%, and the furnace never kicked on except for testing it. And until just this storm, when we started getting the 17 degrees and
yep.
the crazy wind, then now my LP furnace is stepping up and keeping her warm. But
supplementing the well connect unit.
Yep, and the thermometers or the thermostats, the way they're set up, it works fantastic to keep that unit going and saving money. And
yeah.
When you need to get your fossil fuel going, steps up.
Now, let me ask you, on our house, we're 3,000 square feet. We don't have a lot of glass. Our great room's, what is that, maybe 18 foot tall. We do have some glass and door walls, atrium doors. But my question is this. My furnace, since it's gotten colder, is only kicked on. I looked at my logger, and it only kicked on like 4 times throughout the day. The well connect's maintaining it, you know, pretty steady. But it's very interesting. It's every time Mr. Snoop has to go out to the bathroom is when my furnace kicks on and runs for about 3, 4, or 5 minutes to catch back up. Are you noticing your propane furnace? Have you looked at your logger? Have you looked and see how often your furnace has had to kick in with those big windows and high ceilings that you have?
Right, and that's the thing. I don't have the temperature change when opening the door, but my thermostat is quite a distance away.
Oh, okay.
So I don't get a little blast, but when my air comes in, it goes into that big room in the, you know, the vaulted ceiling where
right.
He just shoots down the hallway.
Yep.
But my, like I said, the insulation in the windows in the house and your the comparison between our two places are significantly different.
Sure.
So my furnace has been picking up when it was really windy and seven in, you know, lower teens because it's even gone colder.
Yep.
Every hour.
Okay.
Every hour, my furnace has been stepping up.
Yep, and how long does it run for?
Oh, 15, 15-20 minutes maybe.
There you go. There you go. Okay, good. Because like you say, your house is older and needs the newer windows and the insulation. Ours was built really well. Rich Doctor was the builder of our house, and he spared no money when it came to, you know, even used 2x6 walls and extra insulation everywhere.
Right. Well, and mine's a kit that was built by the purchaser who I know was not a builder.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, yeah, I don't have a real well insulated. You could put your hands up on the light switches and some of the outlets, and when it's windy and cold like this, there's a significant draft.
Oh, yeah.
Quite significant.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. And tell Jean to hang in there. Miss Vicky's right there. She started in April, and she was down 40. I was down 90. And every day, it's amazing. You know, I'll lose a pound and a half, and she'll lose a half a pound. I mean, it's just, it's a right. A guy-gal thing. It's just the way God created us. So tell her to hang in there. She'll get there. So, all right, brother. Well, listen, I appreciate you staying on through the break. I know you're crazy busy at work. We appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Great talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Alec.
All right.
Again, that's Alec Sheets. He's a HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning contractor, as well as a plumber. He's retired from the Charlevoix County Sheriff's Department, and I met him, and he got trained by the factory on actually installing his own well connect unit. And he's been fully trained and certified by the factory, and he's my installer. And if you guys want a unit, you don't think you can install it yourself, do it yourself program, save some money, you can pay Alec. And he charges, you know, time and materials, and he'll come and do a great job for you and get you running just like he's running at his house. So greatly appreciate him very much. Taking advantage of the Well Connect, he's on Missy's program, and he bought a quarter side of beef from Cliff Delaney. So supporting all of our sponsors and saving money and healthier. And saving money, definitely heating his house this winter. So greatly appreciate him doing that. If you would like to get Cliff Tellini's number, text me beef. If you want that prayer I said on the radio, text me cow. And if you'd like to attend the class, text me class. And of course, call the phone number. And I'll be glad to get back with you, answer all your questions, take information from you, send it to the factory, and get you to take advantage of the end-of-the-year blowout sale. They're still honoring it for the month of January. January, you can still, through January 31st, save thousands of dollars. Do it yourself. Watch a video. If you have any questions, you can even call Alec. He'll be able to answer them for you. And get your unit up and running here and take advantage of all the tax credits, the electric co-op rebates, and again, toasty warm with your Well Connect this winter. So appreciate that. We're going to shift gears and go to Lansing, talk a little bit about what's going on there, even though they're not in session. Kind of interesting. And it's a court ruling where the Dems supported expanded United States Supreme Court. When they did a polling of Democrats, surprise, surprise, 69% majority of likely Democratic voters in Michigan support expanding the United States Supreme Court. Of course, they want to go from 9 members that we currently have to 11. And they want to do it as soon as possible. Yes, they want Joe Biden to nominate and get confirmed 2 more members to offset the stacking of the court that former President Donald Trump was able to accomplish. The communist, socialist, progressive polling company Target Insight conducted a survey from January 4th through January 10th. The methodology of the poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. And who put the question to Target Insight, MERS News Service, and the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance? 69%, plus or minus 4. So it could be anywhere from 65 to 73% of Democrats support expanding the United States Supreme Court from 9 to 11 members, and they want it done as soon as possible. Now, this is the same group, folks, that the day after tomorrow, after I go to the Presque Isle County Republican meeting tomorrow night, I'm not going to be on the air on Friday. I've obtained media credentials from the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance, and I will be attending their event on Friday at the Bear in Acme. Izzy Lyman's going to be guest hosting for me. She has all the lineup set for Friday. She's good to go. History lesson in the second hour. I'm going to be down covering the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance's event. And it was kind of interesting because they, along with MERS News Service, conducted a poll of the U.S. Senate candidates and plan to have a Senate forum of the candidates basically for. Out of the 11 candidates have only been invited to attend and participate in the Senate forum. They've invited Mike Rogers. I doubt if he'll show up. They've invited Peter Meyer and James Craig. I doubt if they'll show up. Nikki Snyder, because of her winning a statewide Board of Education seat, she's been invited, but none of the others have. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Michael Hoover, Alexandria Taylor, J.D. Wilson. Nope. None of them. Plus a couple of others that, honestly, I don't even know their names. Irrelevant. It doesn't matter. But the point is this. Why would the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance restrict it to the name recognized candidates without giving the others an opportunity who's out there collecting signatures? They got a campaign website going. They're attending events all across the state. Rogers, Myers, and James Craig has not been at any events that Dr. Sherry O'Donnell has attended. She said, the only person I ever see is Michael Hoover. Him and I. This last Yahoo that jumped in, Sandy Pensler, he attended an event down in Frankenmuth last Friday. First time she's ever seen him. Not impressed at all. But it's kind of interesting to how they're trying to keep these other candidates out of these forums. They don't want to give them any time to debate with the other candidates. Well, I'm going to be there, and guess what? Dr. Sherry's going to be there, even though she's not speaking or part of the forum. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.